Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. A lot of us still trying to, wrap our heads around whatever that performance was last night by Joe Biden. It was insulting. It was assaultive in nature. It was just terrible. But my friend, Dr. Keith Ablow, and I've known Keith, if I go back to my first go-round in Massachusetts and Boston, probably like 30 years ago. It's a long time. And he is just one of the best guys that I know, smart and tuned into everything, an accomplished psychiatrist, writer, and we're always so happy he joins us on a weekly basis. Well, he happens to be seeing another talk show host on the side, but boy, what an appearance it was with Tucker Carlson. Keith, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Sorry to cheat a little bit, but, you know, Tucker wanted a little time. I went down to Florida. It was a nice outing.
Oh, well, number one, congratulations for getting that call. I've been a fan of Mr. Carlson for a long time. I can remember back, just so you know, because he and his lovely bride, I don't know exactly what the connection is, but we used to run into them when we'd be visiting my in-laws at Silver Shell Beach in Marion, Mass., where Heidi is from. So,
wow.
Yeah, solid dude.
Okay.
So you got to clue us in here. I mean, we know you, we love you, but now, why did Tucker Carlson reach out to you? What do you want to talk about?
Well, he wanted to talk about how it could possibly have been the case that Hunter Biden sought care from me in the past to, you know, address his addiction. I'm not breaking confidence, obviously. It's been all over the news. And, and of course, Hunter's laptop, once it was made public, it had messages from me encouraging him to quit the cocaine, et cetera. And so he wanted to talk about that and how it could be that Hunter chose me of everybody that he might have chosen to work with, and that was just by referral, and then why it would be that, you know, the DEA raided my office, took the laptop, don't know why, and every other computer I had, and my own therapy notes on myself. Oh. So can you imagine?
I can't. This is not the way it's supposed to operate here. But for those who are hearing perhaps about the Hunter Biden connection, I don't know that we've talked about that on the air in the past, but Hunter Biden sought you out. You're a world famous psychiatrist and all, but you know, you're not around the corner from him. And he travels to be treated by you for this cocaine addiction. Now, you said it was a simple referral, but what went into it? Because, again, he's not going to just drop by your office, right?
He was knocking on every door in Newburyport, Mass. I'm the only one who opened the door. We knew someone in common. But, you know, I have this cottage adjacent to my own. We right. share a yard. This by intention, actually. I acquired it many years ago. And from time to time, folks, whether notable or not, have taken refuge there and tried to remake parts of their lives. Great privilege. I've been very pleased to do it. Someone recommended he do that, and he did, and he was here for a long time, well, a relatively long time. Right. And so, you know, that became known when the laptop became known, because people quickly said, well, wait a second, what the heck is this?
Right.
And, you know, I really didn't want to say anything about it at all, period, except those things were out there. And then Kevin Morris, who's Hunter's pal and benefactor and lawyer, the entertainment attorney from L.A., started this crazy rumor, went to a bunch of reporters apparently, and said, you know, the original laptop, the one in Delaware at the repair shop that Hunter is said to have left behind, did leave behind, that's the scam. Keith Ablo was the one who distributed the laptop, and it's all a charade and involving Rudy Giuliani and the rest of it. Nothing could be further from the truth. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to go on and clear the air, if you will. I was, you know, here I had gone to extremes to keep the man's confidence, in fact, to keep the laptop under lock and key, even to get it back to him through my attorney when the DEA seized it. And then, you know, he obviously green-lighted his attorney saying, oh, yeah, it was Keith Ablo. It shouldn't have never been made public. No, no, no. Had nothing to do with it. I never turned it on. I never looked at it.
Right.
And I got it back to him, in fact.
Wow.
Helped.
It's just mind-blowing. So this interaction with Hunter, and I'm trying to tread as carefully as possible, Keith, because, again, I don't want to put you in a position where you say, well, you know, there's certain medical confidences and the rest of it, but just in general terms, did you find him to be a nice guy?
Well, a couple of things. One is, I will say this, you know, my politics are completely not aligned with the Bidens. But I do. They couldn't be further.
Dr. Ablo, yeah.
Right. However, I will say this: those who say, I don't think it's good to be, you know, clinging to falsehoods in either direction. And for those who would say, "Well, the man's stupid," and why would anybody hire him for anything? Meaning Hunter, not myself. But I would say, though, that's just as crazy as the idea that Joe Biden, you know, is not compromised by other nations. I would say, of course, he's compromised by other nations. He's not doing our bidding. That's my belief, right? And I would similarly say, you know, for anybody that really has spoken to Hunter Biden, you'd say, well, very, very, very intelligent, very charismatic, very resourceful. And would you hire him for your company? You certainly might.
Wow.
It wouldn't be a crazy idea.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, if someone said to me, Keith, here's the assignment, Mission Impossible. Why don't you stay high on crack cocaine, have sex with everything you meet, travel the world, meet with some of the darkest figures in dozens of countries within 1 year, and come out of it all with big bags full of money? I'd be like, no. That you're describing Mary Lou Retton on the uneven parallel bars. Like, I'm just a Jewish guy from Marblehead. So resourceful would seem to describe someone who could do that.
Yes, it would. So, again, I want everybody to know they should be checking out the Tucker Carlson podcast called The Tucker Podcast. It's all over the place. You've got to get it. But you go in a little bit to, not necessarily the treatment, but again, you're trying to help him get off of cocaine. He's, by all accounts, not necessarily yours.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
But by all other accounts, he's coked out of his mind. I mean, he's doing crazy stuff. But somehow, some way, Keith, you kind of wind up being painted, as you say, as the bad guy. So you're talking about this laptop, but what happened, and what happened to you as a result?
Well, I don't know if you can draw a straight line, but a dashed line, or somebody knows better than I, frankly, but I can say this about that. My guns were seized by the state of Massachusetts. Mm. I was disarmed, let's say that, right?
Yep.
I was then raided, and everything I had taken, all computers, my own therapy notes, every, broken cell phone I had. And by the way, I thought I lived a grittier life than I did, I guess, because here you have the feds going through every nook and cranny of my life, and I emerge without criminal charges. Well, I really am from Marblehead.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Clifton.
Goodness gracious. So all of the tech, all of your notes, it's taken,
yes.
If I understand correctly, it was the DEA who took it. So
the DEA took it.
Yeah.
And then... these malpractice suits. I went to court twice and won twice.
Okay.
Women claiming I was inappropriate. But, I also settled a few because, as my lawyer said, Keith, you're in Massachusetts.
Right.
What if one jury nullifies reality? You could be, you and your family,
yep,
could be penniless.
Absolutely.
And that's where, I'm not Donald Trump. And so... Look what happened to him.
Yeah.
Somebody said 30 years ago
That
she was accosted in a dressing room, and he's on the hook for tens of millions of $80 million.
That's right.
Like, that's, I don't have $80 million. Right? It's like my friend. I had a friend who, I'm not Donald Trump, right? It reminds me of a story. I had a friend of mine call me up. His wife got pregnant very late in life.
Okay.
He called me. He was in a bit of a panic. He said, "I don't know. I'm not sure how to do this. I'm already 50 years old." And I said, "Look, think about Clint Eastwood. Right? He has 8 children with 8 different women."
Jeez.
And that calmed him down for like 4 seconds. And then he said, "Yeah, but I'm not Clint Eastwood." Yeah. So there you have it. I'm not Donald Trump. And so. All these things unfolded, and one of the things that Tucker and I talked about for a while was, well, what do you do? How do you steady yourself in the midst of that kind of storm?
Mm-hmm.
And that brings you directly to saying, I don't know what's going to happen next, and I recommend that to people, to say to themselves, listen, there's some plan here unfolding to the good, because things unfold to the good. And it's okay not to know. God has your back.
Yep. Yep.
It's absolutely tough to remind yourself of that sometimes, but if you do, man, it is a balm.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Keith, and let me remind everybody, Dr. Keith Aplow is joining us. He was a guest with Tucker Carlson the other day. You can watch it. You can listen to it. I'll get the links up on all of my social media platforms, but you just celebrate. I mean, it's a crazy anniversary, right? But you just celebrated 4 years since all of this happened. And again, no charges on any of this, but, you're left to reassemble Dr. Keith Aplow.
Yeah, well, that's actually interesting as well. There's all kinds of ways to look at it. One of the things is that since the state of Massachusetts also suspended my license, I got a pastoral counseling degree from Liberty University. I don't know that I would have done that before. That was incredibly enlightening.
Yep.
In my life coaching work, it has made it that much more challenging. I don't use medicines to get people well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that wasn't a crutch. It was a tool, but it's amazing that you can without them. Who knew? I wouldn't have known. And so, you know, there's some bright sides to this, not the least of which is that, you know, if you have kids and they, you know, remain solidly by your side, you're reminded of what a wonderful kind of tapestry that is. Love does conquer some things.
It sure does. Keith, I've loved you and your work and everything else for a long, long time. I cannot tell you how happy I am that you got to spend some time with Tucker Carlson. And this way, the story is out there for millions and millions of people. We are absolutely positively going to be sharing those links on social media and be sending people as well, I guess, to keithablow.com. They can find out more about everything, and we're just moving forward. This is really actually great stuff, Keith. I just thank you for being here.
Thanks, buddy. And I encourage you to speak about your treatment of Hunter as well when he was at your cottage.
College freshman.
Can you imagine if it just ended up that a bunch of us were meeting with him? But anyhow.
All right, Keith. Listen, you go have a great weekend. That is Dr. Keith Ablow. If you haven't checked him out with Tucker Carlson, make no mistake, I will make it easy for you. We'll get it all up there. It's just incredible. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.